The two libertarians were in Green Bay last night to explain their plans to voters and to debate each other. But Gary Nolan and Michael Badnarik seem to agree more than differ on the issues. Both say it's time to take the country back to basics, meaning back to the Constitution. The 9 Democrats running for president say they'd like to roll back some or all of President George W. Bush's tax cuts. Libertarian candidate Michael Badnarik says he'd take that sentiment even further.
Well, I would eliminate the IRS completely, and half or more of the alphabet organizations that are now a part of the federal government, which are all unconstitutional and shouldn't be funded in the first place.
Instead of the income tax, Badnarik says he'd fund a downsized federal government with excise taxes imposed on imported goods. He says he'd also work to protect Second Amendment rights and stop funding public education. Badnarik says his ideas might sound revolutionary, and that's his point.
The term revolutionary is actually an astronomical term, meaning that when a planet revolves around the sun, it comes back to its starting place. And Americans need to come back to a starting place of individual rights.
The libertarian philosophy of smaller government strikes a chord with Glenn Kitts. He's a political science major at UW-Green Bay.
They're a small government party, which I support. They're also a states' rights party, which that falls along my view line. I'm a little bit frustrated at the current administration because I am a Republican and a conservative, that the administration has such a large domestic policy, and that's just kind of interested in what the libertarians have for solutions.
Still, Kitt says he's unlikely to vote libertarian. He sees third parties as spoilers. Kitts was wearing a Republicans for Howard Dean button. He'd like to see Dean go against Bush because he says it would be a classic contest between left and right. The other libertarian candidate says people like Kitts should seriously consider voting libertarian. Before he began campaigning last year, Gary Nolan hosted a radio talk show. Under the Bush administration, he says government has grown twice as fast as it did under Democrat Bill Clinton.
Currently, you have the party of smaller government in charge of all three branches, and the rate of growth minus defense is around 7 to 10%. So if the Republicans vote for George Bush again, they're saying, give me more big government. Keep spending like a drunken sailor.
If he's elected, Gary Nolan would also eliminate the income tax. And he says nonviolent drug offenders should be released from prison.
Because of federally mandated guidelines for sentencing drug users, we have states' prisons that are overcrowded, and they're releasing rapists and murderers to hold on to drug users. I think that's a poor trade. I'd probably follow that by getting rid of the Patriot Act. Terrible piece of legislation.
The two libertarian candidates will be listed on Wisconsin's February 17th presidential primary ballot. The party gained ballot status because Ed Thompson won more than 10% of the vote in the 2002 gubernatorial election. The libertarians will hold another forum tonight in Madison. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.